From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Officials at the U.S. Geological Survey are now downgrading an earthquake that hit near Los Angeles this afternoon, local time, saying rather than the 5.9 magnitude first reported, they now believe it was a more moderate 5.4 magnitude earthquake. The quake was centered some 13 miles from Borrego Springs. Johnny's Gary is a local resort manager there.
I got everybody out of the building. Everybody just pretty much was is still in kind of shock because it was a very strong one. Even the locals seemed to feel that that was pretty much the strongest one felt here.
No reports of injuries or damage. It was followed by several aftershocks. The earthquake was felt as a long rolling motion in downtown Los Angeles. President Obama says his administration is making progress towards a goal of doubling U.S. exports over the next 5 years. Emerging from a meeting with corporate and government leaders at the White House today, Mr. Obama said efforts so far are off to a solid start. The president has increasingly been talking up the economy, as fears have been mounting in some quarters the fragile economic recovery may be in danger of falling back. This week, the president makes trips to Missouri and Nevada, where he's also expected to talk about the economy. Senate Republicans are furious that President Obama has used a recess appointment to install Dr. Donald Berwick as head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, Republicans were looking forward to grilling Berwick at a confirmation hearing.
Berwick, a mild-mannered pediatrician and founder of a health quality think tank, is popular with just about everyone in health care except Senate Republicans. Wyoming's John Barrasso said he's worried about some of Berwick's voluminous writings.
You look at any of the statements that he's made, and he said the decision is not whether or not we will ration care. The decision is whether we will ration with our eyes open.
But at his daily briefing, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs pointed out that Republicans, too, have frequently noted that rationing goes on in the United States. Democrats say Republicans simply wanted to hold up the nomination to refight the health care debate. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. and Russia are said to be working out a deal to swap suspected spies, NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
News of a possible exchange of operatives comes just days after the FBI arrested 10 people it said had been operating under deep cover for Russia for years. The agents were supposed to befriend policymakers and then pass intelligence back to Moscow, but the group never got very far. They haven't even been charged with espionage. Instead, they were told they were acting as an agent for a foreign country without registering. In recent days, a number of people in Russian prisons have been contacted about being part of a potential swap. The 10 alleged agents here would be traded for some unknown number of U.S. spies there. Officials tell NPR that the details have yet to be worked out. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. An amphibious duck boat carrying 37 people overturned in the Delaware River today when a barge hit it, leaving two people unaccounted for. Coast Guard officials were able to rescue others with the assistance of police and fire crews. The missing people are said to be a 16-year-old girl and a 20-year-old man. One witness, a security guard, says he heard screams and saw a barge running over the duck boat. Officials say the amphibious duck boat was hit by the barge after a fire, which apparently caused it to lose power. Archaeologists have uncovered evidence of the oldest settlement of human ancestors in northern Europe. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on the Paleolithic Britons.
They lived on the banks of what is now the Thames River at least 800,000 years ago. Scientists aren't sure what to call them, though they clearly were ancestors of modern humans. All that's left of them are stone tools found in sediments along the east coast of England. Nicholas Ashton of the British Museum says it's the first evidence that human ancestors got that far north so long ago.
It really is out on a limb and very, very unusual to discover at this sort of time.
Temperatures in winter would have been frigid, and it's not known whether our ancestors had yet discovered how to make fire. Human ancestors are thought to have migrated to Europe well over a million years ago, but were thought to have stayed in warmer, more southerly regions. The research appears in the journal Nature. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Sweltering temperatures are continuing to bake much of the East Coast today, with temperature records falling in Philadelphia, Newark, New Jersey, and a host of other cities. In Philadelphia, it's the first time the city has seen back-to-back days with 100-plus degree temperatures since August of 2001. Newark has seen four straight days of 100-degree weather. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.